Now to a High Court ruling that's been described as the most important precedent since the Mabo ruling in the early 1990s. Lawyers say it could cost Australian governments billions of dollars in compensation. The court's ordered the Northern Territory government to pay $2.5 million in compensation to a group of native title holders in Timber Creek for the loss of their rights. It's the first time the court's considered how to put a price on the extinguishment of native title or compensate groups for their cultural loss. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Native title holders in the Northern Territory town of Timber Creek spent years fighting for compensation.
We took us that long, 19 years, to get to where we are. And, you know, we're happy with the outcome now.
Lorraine Jones was one of the lead claimants representing the Ngarluru and Ngarli people. In a landmark ruling, the High Court has ordered the Northern Territory government to pay $2.5 million in compensation for the loss of their native title rights. That included $1.3 million for the loss of spiritual connection to country, a decision which Lorraine Jones welcomes.
Mainly our concern is with the cultural loss. Without these culture, you're nothing.
Their claim related to a sliver of land between Katherine and Kununurra, where native title rights were extinguished when the government built roads there in the 1980s and 1990s. This was the first time the High Court has examined how to compensate native title holders for the loss of those rights or put a price on the cultural harm caused. Tony Denholder, a partner at the law firm Ashurst, calls it an historic ruling.
This is the most important decision since Mabo came down in 1992. Now we have the courts for the first time telling us how much native title is worth when it's been extinguished or impaired by acts of government.
The Timber Creek native title holders were originally awarded $3.3 million in compensation by a federal court in 2016. But that was challenged by the Northern Territory and federal governments, who argued the native title rights were overvalued, while the High Court reduced the total compensation to $2.5 million. Lawyers say it broadly upheld the lower court's decision. Tony Denholder argues the final ruling sets an important precedent, which could open the doors to hundreds of compensation claims across the country.
You will have application to approximately 375 native title groups. On a conservative basis, compensation could equal at least $1 billion, but more realistically, it will be in the billions of dollars. We are talking about the myriad of acts of government on land across the country since 1975.
Pastoral and mining companies could face compensation claims as well as governments. In a statement, the Minerals Council of Australia had this to say.
Governments across Australia should work with all affected stakeholders to provide investment and policy certainty so the minerals industry can continue to support local jobs and development.
Not all traditional owners can take comfort from the ruling. In metropolitan areas, native title has long been extinguished by freehold. Marshall McKenna is another native title lawyer with the firm Gilbert and Tobin.
Where the freehold values are high, there's more likely to be long-term extinguishment and therefore no compensation.
For native title holders in Timber Creek, it's time for celebration. They say they'll decide as a family group how to use their money.
Eleanor Whitehead with that report.